Welcome, welcome to the LNK After Show, this show we do after the show. That's what we call it that. Anyway, here we are with some really good news for you.
Wherever you go, take us with you.
I can take it anywhere. It's awesome.
Coast 103.5 presents the LNK After Show.
I'm Ellen. There's Darlene and Nick Pagliocchini. And we have a special guest today. Crystal.
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Sign in, please. Okay. So Crystal, you live in San Dimas,
yes.
Crystal Critter, and you are our very first LNK 1K payday winner. You got $1,000 on Monday.
Yes.
And boy, did you start us off right.
Oh my God. I couldn't believe it. Oh my goodness. It was a nice, way to start the week. It's a nice thing in general that has happened to me. So that was wonderful.
We know you have a busy house, your mother,
yes.
Your husband,
yes.
Your two kids,
yes.
Online schooling.
Yes. Oh, so and a puppy.
And a puppy.
Yes. A puppy. Yes.
Oh no. So
this
you're
is
also
a puppy too, just because he's in my leg. See? There's a
puppy.
The puppy. Okay. So lots of things.
Nick and Brian need a puppy.
We will definitely have one. We had a friend over yesterday. He was helping with some stuff, and he has a Chihuahua wired hair terrier mix. Super cute. Would be perfect for the L&K family of pets. And her name is Brooklyn, and it was really fun. We had a good time. So, yes, I definitely anticipate once we get a little bit – I have to send you pictures of all the construction that's going on right now. But once we get a little bit safer environment, definitely a puppy and a Wet Nose Wednesday event will be underway for us.
Yeah, so Crystal, I know you've got a lot going on at your house. So Nick and his husband, yes. Brian, bought a house. Darlene and her husband, Alex, bought a house recently. So we've had a lot of move-ins. And with the move-ins comes all kinds of, you know, renovations and unboxing. And I know it's almost like, I don't know if the pandemic is the perfect time or if it, is it an escape? Is it add to the stress? Like, there are so many things I see around the house that are gross that I want to replace. Like, I was looking at our kitchen. We have these blinds in our kitchen. They're wood, but they're not those cool wood ones. I think like you have, Dar, or your mother-in-law. We have them in our TV room. Like, they're really nice levered ones. These are like with the little, you know, stick that you turn, and they're super skinny. Oh, I can't stand them. And I don't know what to do in the kitchen. Curtains, or should I do like really nice wood blinds? I don't know.
I know. Yeah. It's actually been a blessing, I should say, to be stuck in the house. Because otherwise, when would I have the time to like move on so quickly after work to getting started like on a little project, right?
Yeah.
But Crystal was telling us, she works for a middle school, and with doing all of this homeschooling and having a family and doing all of that, we see the calendar behind you. How have you been making it work?
You know, just trying to have a routine even at my house. You know, like I get up like it's a work day. I still get up. I got a little radio to have by my computer so I can listen to, because in when I would go to work, the radio in the car, it's on the coast, and but here at home, it's just, you know, so I was like, okay, get me a little radio, clock radio. I get up, I work out, get the kids up, sit them down to computers. Who needs breakfast? What does my mom need? Sit down to my computer. Everyone needs breaks, and, you know, just have a routine. Yeah, basically, that's it.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. Well, you're doing a lot. You're doing a great job, Crystal, because you look put together. We can see you're organized. What are some of the issues some of your kids are dealing with? Not your own kids, but the middle school kids that you are, you know, helping and counseling. Are they happy? Are they confused? You know, are they anxious?
You know, a little bit of all of that is still the way our virtual learning is set up there in certain classes. It's not like 8 periods a day, like, you know, if we were on campus, it's like these periods these days, these periods these days. We do something different on Wednesdays. We have wellness Wednesdays to help support them, you know, emotionally. So it's a lot more to juggle at home.
Yeah.
You know, some of them are at home with a whole bunch of siblings. And it's a crowded house, so to find a little space in their house. Everyone doesn't have the luxury to have, you know, a home office or a room. They might be with some siblings that they have to help or watch because parents have to go to work. So it's just a little bit of everything and just handling it remotely. You know, they can't just come into my office and be like, oh, you know, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
That's been tricky too. But the teachers are still there. We all have office hours. They're learning when they need to, how to contact us, not to stress out about, you know, assignments and having my camera on and what do I look like on the camera and all these kind of secondary things. We're just kind of working with them to say, you know, we're all learning this. And someone, I heard this somewhere, it's like we are building the plane as we're flying it. So we are.
So true.
So we're kind of, and even though we haven't been in school since March 13th, that was a little bit of a dress rehearsal, but we're still learning. We're still like, okay, how do we handle this? I got to call the parent. Okay, they have my cell phone number. What do they need? We're still learning.
You know, Darlene put up a great post on Coast the other day of 2020 is like flying a helicopter. I don't know how to fly a helicopter.
So true. It's very DIY. And yes. And it's almost like the biggest experiment we've ever done as a nation.
Yeah, history making for
sure. We're juggling it, but we're doing pretty good. There's gonna be some.
Oh, we froze a little bit.
Aww.
On Crystal.
Maybe she'll join.
Hey. Yeah, maybe she'll pop back in, but I don't blame her for freezing up because there's a lot going on there.
I love her lipstick.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I was like, oh crap, Calvin needed me for something. I was running late. I'm like, I've got to do something. So I put on, this is the KKW lip liner. It's just the lip liner.
Oh,
and I like it because it stains your lips and it'll stay on all day. And sometimes when I use a gloss or whatever, if I line my lips, even if I fill in my lips and then put the gloss on top, everything wears away but the lines. And then I look like some crazy joker.
Yeah, like a clown, right?
Yeah. Oh, we lost Crystal.
Makeup tips from Ellen Kay. I love it. This is the newest addition for the After Show.
Have you guys noticed or seen the latest trend? I just, like, on a pop-up ad, I saw they were advertising to get your lips tattooed, but not just, like, I've seen the tattooed lips before, but this is to get your lips tattooed with a tint. So you can forever have blush colored lips.
Okay.
Huh.
Little secret. Years ago, I did that.
Did you?
I tattooed my lips about 10 years ago.
Wow.
It hurt like a mother.
It hurts
so bad. But there's still sometimes when, like, our friend Monique will come to do my makeup or Emma, they'll say, what lip gloss do you have on? What color do you have on? I'm like, I just put on, Burt's Bees. It's clear. It's nothing. Yeah. There's still some residual on it.
Wow.
And so what happened is it fades over time. You'll have to do it again. And then you have to do it again. So I just stopped and let it go. But I loved it when it was fresh. And it lasts. I mean, look, it lasts a really long time. Mm-hmm. I still have residual.
Wow.
So then the girl who was doing it, it was called, and the place was called Long Time Liner. Mm-hmm. And it was next to Dr. Joe Sugarman. That's how I saw it. And this really, really beautiful woman owned it. Her name was, I think, Christine. Anyway, so she, of course, she had every tattoo. She had the tattooed eyeliner. She had permanently tinted lashes and her brows were tattooed and her lips. So well done. And she said, look, do you like my eyeliner? I go, I love your eyeliner. She goes, it's all tattooed. So she started. In fact, I'm having makeup on right now. She started right here in this corner. I was screaming for her to stop.
Oh my God.
She got in like maybe teeny weeny centimeter. So then she said, I've got to match the other eye. So then she did a centimeter. And I said, I'm done. Stop. It was so painful. I don't know.
I bet.
Nick, you have tattoos, really nice ones.
Thank
on your calves, but anywhere else?
No. And in fact, it was funny. I was just going to ask. So speaking of semi-permanent makeup, I've actually been thinking about getting microbladed my eyebrows.
Uh-huh.
No, if you look at the lighting here is terrible, but if you look at my eyebrows right now, they're tinted because I have incredibly blonde eyebrows. So I almost kind of, if you look at Whoopi Goldberg, she has no eyebrows. I kind of have that. So my brow line and it's not, I already have a round face and features as it is. So this helps give me more definition. But I was actually thinking of, instead of getting it tinted, of getting microblading. So there's actually Jonathan Paul, who's has perfect frame microblading in downtown LA, and he's kind of the microblader to the male stars.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, I'm thinking about that. But no, to answer your question specifically about tattoos, no, it's all on my legs, and it was because I wanted to make sure that I could show them off to whoever I so chose.
Yeah.
And right. Otherwise, professionally, you know. Yeah. But I mean, you've seen me. You've seen me. The only time anyone sees my tattoos is during the summer because I wear shorts.
Mm-hmm. Or when we go to Disney. Yeah. And at Disneyland.
And I take off all of my clothes in the lamplighter lounge, a secret room to go put on my holiday onesie. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. Hey, Crystal, welcome back. We're going to take a group picture before we get started.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
look in the screen and smile, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three. Yay. We can continue.
All right, we can continue. So, Crystal, we were just talking about like beauty pandemic treatments, and I had at one time, like years ago, I had my lips tattooed just with this really soft pink color, and it's faded over time. Have you ever microbladed your brows or thought about doing anything, you know, permanent like that? Because I tried to do like tattooed eyeliner, but it hurt so bad I made her stop.
No. Besides tattoos, like. You can have sort of secretly in place.
Yes. Yeah. Do you? I mean, you don't have to tell us. We just met you. Okay. You have two.
Yeah. One on my stomach and one on my back. So it's a summertime. You'll see them in the summer.
See.
Okay.
See
all right. Same with Nick.
Yeah.
Darlene's thinking of one.
Oh no, I'm getting one. I just have, I have an appointment for next July because with COVID, I made a bet with myself and I lost. So I'm going to get it. but it's coming, so I'm excited. So one more question, Crystal, what do you plan on doing with your winnings?
Part of it, I think I'm going to put towards bills, and part are going towards shoes. I have an obsession.
Hmm.
I'm a shoe person. I'm a shoe person. I'm just going to leave it at that.
What is on your feet right now? Do you care to show us?
Oh, no, you know, I'm at my desk, so I don't have on anything to this all, but they're waiting for like when the clubs open up and I can go out with friends. I got some that I bought in quarantine that are waiting for an occasion. So they're waiting.
Amazing.
They're in the box.
Okay, I can picture them. I think that they're very high and they probably have some kind of metallic or sparkle.
Platforms all the way. Platforms and wedges are my middle name. And the more colorful and just, they're waiting. Oh, yeah. And sometimes I'll throw in some, but I'm like, I'm only going to Walmart. I mean,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
This is COVID times. We don't follow the rules.
Yeah, and it's how it makes you feel on the inside.
So,
and I bet Earl, your husband, loves your shoes.
Yes, well, and then on the flip side, he's like, are you physically going to wear all those shoes in this life? I'm like, yep, they'll all find an occasion. And I have so many, I have to rotate them in. Like, okay, if I haven't worn this one, I gotta give this one some love. I gotta give this one. So, and I continue, because that's my one thing, you know, and even though, and I don't break the budget, you know, it's always like clearance or sale, you know,
that's my
thing. That's my vice. And I think during these times, we all should have like a thing, as long as it's not, you know, breaking the bank, hurting anyone. If it's something that, you know, brings you, you know,
joy.
And this money will help me get a few more.
Okay, well, when you do purchase your LNK 1K payday shoes, we want you to send us a picture.
Oh, I will do.
Yes.
Well,
and please just practice walking around them in your house and Walmart, because we can all use some eye candy at a store.
Boy, that's the truth. Oh.
That's so true.
Yes, yes. And you know what? I having kids, you know, when it was diapers and strollers and carrying little bodies, they were sort of in the closet. But since then, I've had plenty of practice. So this, you know, despite being quarantined in this period of time, I would wear them to work and I would wear them around. So I would, and people are like, how do you walk in those? I'm like, I don't got to carry nobody anymore. I don't have to stroll nobody anymore. Uh-huh. So I can walk just fine in my shoes. So.
You're free.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. I know we are
thank you for
it to end by 11:30. But we had a great time meeting you, and you're just as joyful as you are on the phone. So that was a delight.
Well, thank you so much. You guys are great. And every morning, even though it's at my home desk and not in the car, every morning. And my son even made a comment. He's like, it's not Christmas time. I was like, you're right. We'll be there when the Christmas music starts.
Yay.
Amen.
All right. Love your family and your school. And thanks again for listening.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.